All right, welcome everybody to episode of Down, newest episode of Down to the Beat. You're live with your host of the most, John Am.
Lifika, aka Chow Stacks, aka Chow Honey.
Okay.
Aka Fig Day.
Okay, Dad.
Aka Fig Daddy, Fig Day is a dog. What it do?
What it is? Shout out to that doobie on the ledge.
On the ledge.
How's everyone feeling? Peace.
Hey, cloud nine, baby.
nah, I'm joking.
I'm feeling great, bro. Great. It's been a nice day. I've really been recovering from my previous week of work.
Yeah. Did you moss today? Was your day just mossing?
I actually attended a virtual job fair today.
What was that like?
It was interesting, yo, in case any of them are listening, the people that interviewed me.
Shout out to
because I did talk about the, I had to flex the pod, right? Hey, that's all
who,
I have.
Who did you talk to?
I talked to some people from, I can't name them, I don't know.
I'm going through your resume right now.
I shout out to Service Canada, that's who I'm trying to hit up.
Service Canada?
Yeah.
Where you're the DMV?
Anywhere, bro, anywhere in the government would be, I think would be a sweet gig for me.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro. That they if I work for the government, they would like totally grant me like a work permit.
You'd be like Quest before you became a guru.
Yeah.
You right before you leveled up.
Yeah, bro. I would work for the government. Even but that wasn't it. A couple corporations talked to too.
So like actual real jobs, job fair.
Yeah, like Bailey jobs.
Wow. Big boy grown up jobs.
Yeah, I mean if they take me, these guys aren't lining up to fucking take me out. Oh, actually, yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That's that mentality you have.
No, I'm joking.
We got a very exciting pod for you guys. Cohen, can you go to what the fuck we're talking about
today? Yeah, man.
Come on. You're way too ahead of us. All right. We're going to start it off with a little recap from Cranium Music Festival that we just attended over the past week. Big shout out to the Cranium Squad, Dynamic, Patrick, all those guys. They're all dope dudes. Let us hang out and just learn from them and let us do our thing while they did theirs. Watch them do, like, kind of just, yeah, no, it was cool. Really good experience. Great shows. Shout out Babe Ruth. Shout out Bobby Gal. And it was great. Young Heat. It was awesome. Then they live streamed it. It was cool to really be a part of the virtual experience. You had a good time?
Yeah, man.
It was fucking fun.
Fucking sick time.
Fucking
sick
fun. And then, we're going to get into Kanye. Because we haven't talked about his campaign video. He just got invited to the presidential debate. New song, it's just going off right now. We're gonna get into that Microsoft v Apple debate, you know, but it's not like that, you know what I mean?
We're not technicians up in here.
We're just gonna roast the MacBook Air and dick ride the fucking 5SE because that's it. And then Charlamagne the God's been used is probably one of the funniest memes I've seen in a long time recently. But I think the whole radio show will be kind of the whole radio show, like Big Boy's Neighborhoods, the Ebro in the Morning, fucking like the Breakfast Club. Once these guys are done, man, I don't think we'll see shit like that. It's going to be up to us podcasters coming up.
Wow, you just gave the whole segment away.
Yeah, but we'll talk more about that later on. Before we really get into anything and all things, I don't know why I said that so weird, but before we get into the bulk of it all, I didn't know what word I wanted to use there. So I tried both of them. I tried both of them and neither of them worked. But before we get into everything, all jokes aside, let's keep 100 right here. Get it serious. Don't laugh at me. You motherfucker. On a serious tip. There's some crazy shit going on in the world right now, and if we didn't use our platform to talk about it and try to, and if you're listening out there and you don't know what's going on, if we didn't do our part to educate you on what it is going on, to bring awareness to you, of the injustice going on in our world, there's some very, very deep stuff going on overseas in Nigeria. And Coleman, if you could fill us in a little bit on what that is, that would be amazing.
Yeah, of course. So hashtag End SARS is a movement in Nigeria. It started about 2 weeks ago as an outcry against police brutality and police use of force. It started from a specific a specific squad in the Nigerian police force. It's called
armed robbery.
Yeah, the Special Armed Robbery Squad. Sorry. And they were formed in 1992 to combat violent crime, and so far they haven't been doing a very good job of it. So protests broke out, and President Muhammadu Buhari almost immediately on October 11th disbanded or ordered the disbandment of the SARS unit. So it seemed kind of like he was on board, but the suppression of protests has been so violent and so contrary to his messaging. That it's sort of like the protest has morphed into something more more about like criminal justice reform as a whole, and reflecting what we saw earlier in the summer across the world, BLM movement. So reports of killings in the protests recently have been backed up by Amnesty International, so it's getting a lot worse down there. So
yeah, I think it was today. I think people were actually killed at the protests.
Yeah.
Some blood has been shed.
Pay attention.
Yeah, that's not. It's pretty fucked. Pretty fucked. Shout out to that. Our thoughts and prayers, and sending love over to everyone affected by that tragedy going on.
Love to Nigeria.
Kareem, you posted a very beautiful thing on Instagram today, just kind of talking about it as well. We had him on a month or two ago. If you haven't looked at it, go and check that out. What he had to post on IG today was very heartfelt and very moving.
Yeah, that's a dude from Nigeria. Yeah. That's why he's referencing that.
And then something else going on right here in Canada, close to home to me and in your backyard as Canadians, is this pretty nasty dispute about fishing in Nova Scotia, lobster fishing specifically between Indigenous and non-Indigenous fishermen. So lately, the non-Indigenous fishermen have been they've been trying to get Indigenous fishermen to they've been trying to call back the treaty rights that they have to fish out of season, because Indigenous fishermen are allowed to fish out of season because they're allowed to as of 1999 allowed to fish for moderate livelihoods, which is like they based off of the average income in Nova Scotia, and it's hard to fish that much fish in a fucking year to make that much money, especially lobster. But they've been given time to, just because they make up 13% of the commercial fisheries industry in Nova Scotia. So there's a lot less of them, so they have a lot more time. They have less, so we give them more. So just so that they can sustain themselves. They're allowed to fish for necessaries. That's what it says in this like treaty in 1999. Based off the shit that was said like 260 years ago when they were first given this right to fish through the year. It's super outdated. It's super fucked. And now the non-Indigenous people are retaliating. And there's been a lot of like fisheries, Indigenous fisheries, like where people are using them to like cure their lobster. They've been burned down. They've been fucking pouring paint thinner into these lobster, into like lobster, where they're keeping their lobsters. They've been dumped out all over the place just to protest that they're overfishing. So they're like literally... It's fucking stupid. Like, the non-Indigenous people are like, you're killing too many lobsters by fishing them too much, and then they're just fucking killing them all by dump. Like, does that make any sense to you fuckers? No. Does it? Just like, dump all the lobsters out. They're like, you're wasting lobsters, and then dump them all out.
Yeah, it's just fueled by hate, man. It's bullshit. But
in reality, and like restaurants and all restaurants around Canada now are boycotting lobster from Nova Scotia, which is kind of cool, moving in solidarity with the First Nations people. The problem is, man, is that the whole fishing industry is fucked in Nova Scotia. There's a monopoly over it by Clearwater. Like, that's the company that kind of sells all the seafood out of the East Coast. And what the problem is that all fishermen get fucked up over it, so or fucked over by Clearwater. So what they should do is fucking all band together and fucking stick it to the man. It's fucking bullshit, man. I don't stand by it. I think it's making me... It's sickening to see what's going on back home, I gotta say. Get your shit together, Nova Scotia. If you haven't read about it, go read about it. Go educate yourself, because there's some bad shit going on in Canada.
Pay attention to what's going on in the world, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. If you don't know, you should. All right, let's move on. Let's pick it up now. Spread some love. Down the beat. Beating our hearts.
Yeah, whoo.
Keeps getting heavy.
Man, yeah, just peace and love to the world, man. Like, that shit is always crazy.
That's what we're here to spread.
Your guys' first takes were totally better, by the way.
You think so?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just fucking with you guys.
All right. That was good. Cranium Festival just happened. Feeks and I got to go. Coleman didn't because he's not cool enough.
Yeah, because you're only a fat guy and nothing more. And a camera guy. And I'm joking, man.
No, it was already, we were already, team. Yeah, we were already, Coleman was hanging out with his girlfriend. I was
about to turn your camera off.
Coleman was hanging out with his girlfriend.
Yeah, so, it was real.
Yep. Is this guy trying to make a big deal of it?
I don't know what his problem is. Yeah.
No, it was pretty fucked. They pushed through the fire and flames. And COVID. Made this festival happen. It was actually... I don't want to fuck with it no more. It's crazy, man. Like, a week before, they weren't allowed to use any of the venues they were supposed to use here in Ottawa. So they had to scramble. They did a lot of stuff at Host Ensemble. Shout out to City Fidelity. Yeah. They did some shit at... where else did they do? It was just Host Ensemble and a Studio 2020, and it was our first time actually going there. What do you think of that spot? That place is fucking sick, eh?
Yeah, man. Like, we interviewed the owner. She was very... welcoming, you know what I'm saying?
I can't remember last name.
That entire studio was just a welcoming environment. It was crazy, fucking abstract everywhere.
Dude, that's what I mean. You wanted to just, you know, dance.
Yeah, paint. Man. There was like a chair with a mirror, with a guitar, just all in one spot, you know? And I don't know, just looked cool.
It was this room is like literally the most aesthetically pleasing room ever.
It was cool. It was like a very good spot for like a team and
but nothing to, like, matched. It was super cool too. Yeah, shout out once again to Cranium Festival. Those guys were all awesome. Dynamic.
Yeah, man.
Patrick, you guys were awesome. Super welcoming to us.
Yep.
You taught us a lot. I think we had a lot of time to kind of just watch you guys do your thing. Shit we want to do, and just kind of cool to get involved with anything in Ottawa, and you guys were super cool to work with. Thank you for letting us work with you, really. And it was a great experience. But man, did that ever make me miss concerts?
Yeah, bro.
Jesus.
It was awesome to see the artists. We got to see little concerts, actually.
That's what I mean. Like, I felt bad because I was sitting there watching. I'm like, ha.
Yeah, man, it was awesome to see. I wish I got to see Bobby perform.
I know, that, man. Bro. We just missed it, bro.
We caught a glimpse of it, but, you know.
Yeah, no. Next time. Shut up, Bobby.
Yeah.
I got to see Babe Ruth perform. That was a fucking dope.
Yeah, that's
dope
hype.
Set. That's it's hype. So cool, man. Like,
that's legendary shit, bro. You know, we're going to look back on this and be like,
shit, bro, yeah.
We fucking were with these guys when they were starting out, you know.
At Cranium Festival, COVID,
bro,
COVID year. I thought it was, what was crazy to me is like the mixed response between the artists. Were like, I thought it wouldn't be as like, I thought I wouldn't be nervous because there's less people in the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then some of them, like, it was more nerve wracking because there were less people in the room. You know what I mean? Like, you could see the people.
Yeah. I mean, like, in a way, I felt like if it was normal setting. Mm-hmm. And it was packed and stuff, you know, we wouldn't have been able to connect with.
It was a great opportunity for us to really get our hand in there with the microphone. You know what I mean? Like, I think to try to do that shit at like bars that were packed, like trying to do that in the back room and shit like after. I think, I'm super thankful for the week. It was really fun.
Just made me think, man, like not necessarily towards any artist performing there, but like just how we. You know, we look for artists to put on down the beat and stuff. You know, sometimes we see an artist, just completely random artist, and, you know, we don't necessarily vibe with them aesthetically. You know what I'm saying? How they look. And then, you know, we meet them and then we talk to them. Let's say we interview them, you know, and then it leads to us even interviewing them. Like, and, you know, it just makes me realize that everyone's just trying to get it, man.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was dope just talking to those people, bro. Just
like, no matter how fucking cool or how whack I think you sound, like, everyone's just trying to get on Cranium and show what they got. And,
dude, I thought it was cool, you know, like that, bro.
Like, yeah, so just
Young
shout
Heat,
out to
someone
all
I was
the
not expecting to like. Like, you know what I mean? Not like, sorry, I finished that sentence a little too early. Like, not like, like a vibe with that show like that. Mm-hmm. He showed up with four or three of his friends. They all just did a bunch of songs together. That was fucking sick. Shout out Wolfgang, man. That was a great set.
Yeah.
I don't know. Young Heat, I was impressed with Young Heat. It was fun. I didn't realize you're some DJ Khaled shit.
No, man. He was killing it behind the booth, bro. You see, like, like, and let's just say that how you didn't expect that, and then we even talked to him after, and then he told us the stuff he's doing other than music,
trying to put on the youth shit, dude.
And shit, you know.
Yeah,
so just I love seeing new artists, man, all the time, you know. And I just taught me to like not really judge before I see them.
Yeah, that's exactly,
you know what
that.
I'm saying, because they come with it in their own way. And everyone's trying to get it.
We're all on that same mission, bro.
Yeah, bro.
We scratch your back, you scratch ours.
Yeah, that's kind of like a karma attitude. Scratch our back. Sometimes you...
We're just here to help each other. Yeah. We're here to help each other.
I don't like this guy's philosophies, man.
Stop chewing gum into the microphone, by the way.
Sorry.
Gum police.
I don't know why I actually ever did this. I don't think I've ever chewed gum to the pod. But I don't think it's...
I don't know. I haven't noticed it. I got the audio in. Yeah, we're picking up some crazy fucking radio signals.
Though, for really?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Which was like, I don't want to interrupt you. Because
you're sitting at a Mexican...
No, it was over there, too. Oh, really? It was fucking bad.
All right.
Sorry.
Kanye West has been one of the most... I think one of the craziest fucking stories of this year, to be honest. Probably my favorite one. What'd you say?
There's this video of this guy's daughter... And Kris Jenner's asking Kanye's daughter North, like, Northy, who's your favorite rapper? And then this kid just goes,
Kanye West is my dad.
Jesus.
I just started dying. so cute.
What did you think about his
Tell me what you thought about it. About his
what did I think about
campaign.
It? You know, I think I kind of liked as a campaign video. This is fuck. I thought
it
this was
beautiful.
Dope.
Bro.
I thought that's what I mean, bro.
It was beautiful.
It was fucking beautiful. The family.
He had
shit,
strong words.
Oh, great words.
Great background music.
I thought it was awesome. The American, the black and white American flag going on in the background, bro.
No, this guy's smart. You know
I thought
what
it was
saying,
perfect.
Bro?
It has
like,
just.
The, right, you're
just
not buying it, Coleman.
How appealing
right, you're not buying
it.
I'm not saying I'm buying it, but you gotta see like his strategy.
It is a good. It's
it was
a good looking video.
It was a good
attempt.
Video.
Attempt.
Yeah, it was a good attempt.
It was fucking cheesy, dude. Some of the things.
Come
like
on,
the,
bro.
The satellite in space.
Fuck yeah, dude. What? That's where he's going, dude. That's where his mind's at, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Shout right, out man. Kanye,
look,
man.
Look, I'm like, not saying.
It's an impressive video, but Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, look. You got to bring us down to earth because we shouldn't be giving this man that much glory.
That much
yeah. Like, come on.
Like, I liked it. Like, it was good.
It was cool.
It probably wouldn't make me vote for him, but, like, I, you know, for a rapper trying to become president, I thought this was very good.
Yeah, it was cool.
His words were powerful.
Yeah, man.
I thought, like, I'm not a religious man. I thought it was, you know, but I was like, you know, I get it. If you're going to be using religion for the right reasons and, like, what he's saying, like, to build family through that, like, the family being the stepping stone to making America a better place.
Yeah.
It goes deeper than that, you know?
That's what I mean.
With the Nick Cannon.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Shit, bro. Like, abortion.
Yeah. It's, I guess, yeah. I don't know. He is very religious. So I think sometimes I do find, like, I don't know. Religious leaders sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like,
sometimes
put that, like, aren't really.
Are they sus?
Yeah, there's some sus messaging.
Yeah, there is, for sure. I don't know. I just because.
But he never even directed it to Christianity. He just said God and prayer.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. He left
it
very open for interpretation.
Never said Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Never said Christianity.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if you can really base a political party off of religion.
Not really.
You know
although
what I mean?
They
That's
fucking
what
tried before.
They
people have tried.
The Crusades went really well, didn't they?
Like, I mean, it's not like 1960 anymore, so like.
You know what? I'm just crazy. Like, just you know, he's got a good thing going for himself right now. Like, as in, you know, he's got some supporters, but like,
yeah.
I'm surprised, like, Donald and Biden aren't even acknowledging this guy. It's just the race between them two,
it's like
bro.
Scrappy do, bro.
Yeah, bro. It'd be crazy.
And I don't know. I think it's crazy. His new track was good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm also just, like, it was a good trip. Like,
are
I
you
was bumping it.
What are you, what are you worried about? Why? You can say more. I know you can say more. Why aren't
I'm
you?
I'm just, like...
You over it?
I need a yay detox, bro. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You need nothing to see him, bro.
Yeah, bro. it's just a lot right now. It's a lot to keep up with. It's exhausting, you know, because, like, you know, like, as a fan, you care about this guy and you want the best for him. And, you know, you like, you know, my opinion is manipulated almost, you know what I'm saying, to his favor.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously, I know when, like, shit is right or wrong. I don't know, but I just need a break from EA, bro. From politics, dog.
Politics is one thing, yeah. Right now, just from now it's all
world shit, now. Bro. Earth shit, like Earth, bro.
I need a week of anime and doobies, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. You gotta pick. I was watching. I heard this thing that's like a strategy you can do to deal with, like, cope with that kind of feeling. Is you just pick like one or two things not to care about. You're just like, but I'm just not gonna deal with climate change right now because my brain is just can't handle it.
Climate change is like the least of my worries.
All right. All right. It's hot in this room, but I know it's just because the windows are closed.
It's a serious issue, and everyone.
The heater's on. I get that it's serious, but it's not the most serious.
It's not the most serious.
What would your two be? If there's two things not to care about.
Oh, not to care about.
What you don't care about right now today.
Yeah, I'd totally be something to do with the environment. And,
oh, man. It's going to sound school. Like we hate the environment.
School. For real, bro. For real.
What about you, John?
Probably like U.S. election pisses me off, bro. Yeah. It just really grinds my gears. It's a pissing match. And these two guys are so old that they have to take medication to help each other, like, to help themselves piss. You know what I mean? Like, these old guys have troubles.
Sorry. I would also give up U.S. politics.
U.S. politics just fucking cheese me, bro.
Over environment.
Yeah, I'll care about
them. I'll care about the environment a bit.
And then the second thing? Fuck, bro. This COVID bullshit. I hate it. I'm tired of it now.
Yeah, but that's not something you can really.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't think you can pick that one.
Regardless, bro.
I don't think you can pick that one.
Not if I lived in America.
That's true.
But then I'd have to care about U.S. politics. Fuck.
No win for.
Yeah, no. School, I guess. Fuck school. I'm gonna be a dope dealer. I could give less of a fuck about school.
That's actually a topic I actually wanted to like talk about someday in the. On the pod, just like futures and like trying to get corporate jobs and shit, you know. And
how
like,
scary growing up.
Yeah, should we devote the whole 45 minutes to that? Just crying.
Are you guys scared? Because I was scared. I was scared. No, you didn't like his track though. Sorry, let's just go back to this.
No, not that I didn't like the track. The track was.
Do you like the beat? I like the beat.
Man, it's took fucking. Me a second. The beat's always gonna slap, bro. But I don't know. He's just not saying anything to me that I can.
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna try to be political, from, like you should have.
You know, like, ooh, don't get me wrong. I quoted and retweeted the Anakin, I got the higher ground lyric. Like, ooh, Star Wars reference. Feeks is gonna get juiced. Ooh.
Feeks times Kanye.
Yeah. Worlds colliding. But no, motherfucker. Like. It was
bars, though.
It was so aight, bro. Like, come on. If anyone else said that, I would have fucking roasted them. I was like, don't talk about Star Wars. What the fuck? If you're going to talk about Star Wars, use a better line. But, like, if it's Kanye, like, oh, my God, Anakin.
Could you drop a better line right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I have dropped a better line on one of my...
On your
of my drafts.
It's out there.
Hard shit. What did I say?
Feeks' raw mixes volume 1 is out there somewhere.
It's on cassette tape.
Fuck, I wish I could think of the line, but it was fire. It was fire.
I believe you, man.
Yeah, I believe it. I feel like that's something you would have tried to work for. You know what I mean?
Bro,
like you're going for
that's
that.
That's exactly what I'm like. You got to have one Star Wars reference. Like, watch out. Like, oh, this guy clearly fucks with Star Wars. You got to just put a bit of you on the paper, you know? I am Star Wars. I am amongst a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
25
no.
minutes, you...
Why'd you call us out like sorry. That? We were doing secret hand signals and shit.
Sorry. What is it, 27 though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
25 minutes.
Nice. Sahara Singh. Rack always puts them up backwards. One, when we're doing interviews, and I'm like, it's not 15. It's not 15. It's not 15. All right.
Microsoft versus Apple.
Yeah, I guess that's where we're at. Right,
now what's still got me onto this topic.
This was your idea. Can you just why?
You see now this. First of all, Microsoft versus Apple is always just been a huge debate, as everyone knows.
The Biggie versus Tupac type shit, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The Jordan versus LeBron.
You think? I feel like it's Google now. It's LeBron. Google and Apple now, but Microsoft and Apple back in the day.
Nah, bro.
You don't think
Google's
so?
Google's got phones now.
No, Google's been there, but like
Android
is
like a Google thing. Too.
Come on, bro.
Kay. Sorry. We know what we're talking about.
Google ain't in the same playing field, bro. How? You ain't got the answers coming. But, yo, I'm just saying because I've been trying to cop a new laptop. And I don't know what to get. So, it all depends on what you want your laptop for.
So, if you're listening to this right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
Yeah, hit us up.
Send in to Down to the Wire's Instagram page. Telling Feeks what laptop you should be buying.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm trying to find a laptop that's good for, you know, producing and making music and stuff. And even to do with anything related to editing footage and stuff, like for the cameras and stuff. Anything to help. You know, like, and you know, the only Apple one that looks inviting is the Pro and shit. But, like, problem is with the Pro.
Sorry.
With the gulp. You heard the gulp.
It was way too much of a gulp.
Come on,
you heard the gulp.
Go back to most enticing one because I'll cut that. I took way too much water.
You heard the gulp.
Yeah, it was a massive gulp. Like I swallowed a huge mouthful of water.
That made you thirsty. You're going in for a sip. You heard that.
Okay, so the most enticing. Go back to the most.
We're cutting all this. Don't cut this. This is funny.
Okay, so the most enticing one's definitely the Pro. Yeah, because I have my
mind. No, but the issue with the Pro, the new Pros.
It's like fucking $8,000.
Yeah.
Buy a car. Buy two
and
cars.
That no more HDMI cord, no more USB.
Yeah,
no more.
Apple's
They're changing everything, bro.
There's not even going to be USB ports on computers anymore.
Exactly.
What does everything plug into? USB ports,
bro.
Why would we get rid of those?
And even fucking
anyone
with their new cell phones, like you don't get
no headphones
or a charger.
Like give me some AirPods or something,
bro.
Fucking bullshit. That new 12, the mini one, looks dope as fuck. I'm getting that one.
Yeah, it's jokes. I saw like they were comparing an Android and an iPhone. And they were opening all the apps.
Yeah, and there was the Android was quicker.
Yeah, Android was quicker. But then all the quotes were like. But FaceTime me though. or like still get an Apple, bro, you know? Like,
Apple just has like clout for no reason. It's just worse.
So you're telling me to get a new a PC?
I don't know. Like,
Coleman's
if you have
being a PC guy,
well, if you have an iPhone, then you get like the integration with the actual. Like computers,
yeah,
so it, you kind of it's
my
okay.
iCloud storage is full already.
Like. Yeah, all right.
Well, okay.
Fuck
the other thing
iCloud,
too,
bro.
iCloud
yeah.
is bullshit
cloud.
Because like I had a Pixel for a while. I broke it, so I don't have it anymore. But like all of the storage in it is like it's unlimited because it's just all in Google Cloud and it never fills up, which is like.
So Google Cloud's better than iCloud.
Yeah, what the fuck, Apple?
Now I don't know why they'd cap it. That's
yeah, it doesn't
cap,
make any
Apple.
Fucking
that
sense.
Is cap. Straight kizzy.
So, yeah, we'll if you get, like, a Pixel, you just get unlimited storage. I never have to worry about it. It's sick as fuck.
All right, so we're moving closer to the Microsoft.
But
so.
You'll look
it's
like
the Google
an idiot.
Phone, though.
Do you know how
fuck that.
This
I won't look like an idiot. I'll look like I know my tech, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But you don't.
Yo, but I'll know more than you, bro. Once I'm on that Microsoft,
I don't know.
I'll know how to pirate shit. I'll fucking do all that fucking dope shit with PC.
You'll be on
bro.
The dark web buying drugs for old boys.
Bro.
You can straight start moving packs.
And like it won't be like
web.
A Beef's fucking PC kind of thing. You know what Aces. I mean? Like I'll treat this shit. I'll get a good one. Like that'll be just as good as that Apple Pro, but half the price even, bro.
That's the one thing though. The price is the most fucked part. Hmm. Steve Jobs.
You know, I do get that us, Apple discount though. Shout out
to the shorty, man.
But it ain't even that much of a dent.
Apple discount because shout out the Visa. No, I. The one problem is like Apple's all I know. That's all.
Bro,
I
that's
know.
Such a closed mentality, closed minded mentality.
I don't like new things.
See that, bro? That's what they. That's the point of Apple. It's meant to scare you.
They want you to think like
they're
that.
Like, oh my god, PC is too complicated.
Steve Jobs is a fucking psycho, bro.
Fucking when your brain is capable.
Steve Jobs, man, that's he wanted to brainwash us all. What were we saying before this?
And fucking, yo, Bill Gates,
all those guys,
the cleanest dude around.
I think all those guys are psychopaths a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Bill Gates, Zuckerberg. Do you see how much fucking sunscreen Zuckerberg puts on his face when he's surfing? He surfs. Like when he was surfing, that picture of him.
John's weird. Pretty impressed by the fact that he surfs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's weird. I feel like he'd be in a nerd shit. Like fucking.
You can't repeat the joke.
I'm gonna
dude.
Repeat the joke. He's into drone racing or some shit, bro.
Speaking of nerd shit too.
You're those a nerd. those high octane like race cars, like nice. You know what I mean? Like those things.
Yeah, speaking of nerd shit, we talked on Down to the Wire, like the most recent one about like tech giants and shit like that, like Apple and Google and shit. And recently, like since we recorded that, the US government sued Google for antitrust, which means they might have to break up some of their shit. Because they're too big, too much of a monopoly, which is interesting. So maybe read up on that. I just want to bring that up.
Educate yourselves.
Yeah, baby.
So docs might be a
just like thing. How the new PS4, they're listening to PS5. All the
new PS4.
No, on PS4 and on new PS5. Yeah, now they're listening to all chats.
All the chats.
Also, fuck Travis Scott for getting the new PS5. Why does that guy get it? That like, I get it, man. You're
play
a popular
Fortnite
guy,
on.
But like.
How would he be not be one of the first
I just don't
to
know,
it?
Man. Alright.
Someone just sounds jelly.
I am fucking peanut butter and jelly, bro. So cheese. Alright. Let's last but not least it. The uh-huh. end of radio shows. I've been thinking after I've been seeing a lot of Charlamagne lately because it's been a fucking jokes meme. I will admit that. It's actually fucking hilarious. Sorry, my pants are all fucked up. I have you seen it? The Charlamagne memes, like just him asking. I didn't realize
like
how many
Damon
just
Green and shit.
Questions. Danny Green, the Logic one.
Yeah.
Fucking just some of the moments that they've had on that show have been some of the best.
What
ones.
Is it? Can you explain it to
the
me?
The Breakfast Club.
Like, no, just like the what
that's
the
some
memes
fucking
are.
Like news journalist shit.
Yeah,
yeah. I know what Charlamagne is. I just mean like I
no,
know
I'm
what
saying his questions
what did he,
though.
Yeah, know, no, like, no. He knows. What did he say to Danny Green again?
No, like
he has some fuck
just
shit
random shit unrelated to what they're talking about.
Yeah,
was
he comes.
Danny Green
he comes.
You know, like was someone gay or something? Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, was Tim Duncan gay or something like that?
Yeah,
and like he just comes right out of the blue but like, with it. They'll be talking about something, and the two other hosts will be talking to someone who was like. So Tim Duncan gay.
But yeah, like you see that this is also like a 5-second clip. We don't know the whole interview.
No. And like some of it, most of them do come within context, but like.
But like, don't get me wrong. He still does.
He's
an aggressive
out there, bro.
He's an aggressive like interview host.
He'll try to get like he had one. He tried to get Post Malone to say the N-word in it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And like he when Post Malone came out, he's like, "What are you doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?" Like he just puts artists in awkward places because he's very dominant when he interviews and I don't know. I've just been seeing a lot of him in the news lately, or not news, but just
in
his
Reddit
Twitter
in
the
feed,
memes.
Bro.
Like, yeah, he doesn't care.
Bro, Charlamagne's a goat. Bro.
I love Charlamagne the Goat. Don't get me. Don't make.
Like,
don't get this twisted with
day,
slander.
Like,
I do
the
love Charlamagne.
The end of radio shows.
Like when Charlamagne's done, I don't think we'll see the big boys' neighborhoods. Like that type of shit's not gonna be a fuck thing no more. Fucking Ebro.
It's gonna live, bro.
You think, bro? I don't think. I think this is the type of shit we're gonna see. We're like the academics and like the fucking.
Yeah, but it's radio, bro. That's what controls the charts. Like there's always gonna be DJs on the radio and they're gonna become legendary.
But like those
people to have on the radio.
Yeah,
like BBC. Has legendary
See,
young.
See, for some reason, Europe young, still thrives off of radio. I don't understand it.
Here's the thing. I feel like it's just like it's like we have radio waves, so people are always going to use them for
something.
I
guess so, but like, man.
That's, otherwise, you're just like throwing
fuck,
money
like,
away.
But like, I think with our generation, I don't think anyone's going to listen to fucking radio. It'll be all podcasts and shit like this.
Maybe
like,
become
so
like
what
hipster.
If you don't have data or Wi-Fi when you're driving? Boom. Toss on the radio.
I think that by the time that radio shows are obsolete, there will be like worldwide Wi-Fi type shit. Like, I feel like there won't be place. I don't think we will be without. When people stop using radio waves, is the time when people will have so much access to shit that they'll be able to get it anywhere. But I think for that reason that people aren't just going to tune into the radio because they can. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Everything's based off of streams now anyway. And I think that these guys are just, I don't know, these guys are just old meanies sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the younger that generations will come up through these guys just aren't going to want to fucking do it. Yeah. You're going to tell me that, like, fucking, I don't know, I feel like some of the younger rappers of this generation couldn't sit there and fucking get interrogated by fucking Charlamagne the God for that long. You know what I'm saying?
They'll just get interrogated by you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm nothing even close to fucking Charlamagne the God. You come to down to the beach studio or down the wire studios and get interviewed by me, and you're like, okay, this is gonna go well. Can't know. Yeah, I just asked you to smoke used before the interview. Like, this is obviously gonna go well.
They give the artist like some Hennessy or like.
Yeah. I used to. I don't know, man. Like with that Birdman interview, like just No, they.
It's sus.
It is, man. I think it's weird. Puts artists in a weird place. Why would you want to do an interview if you're not gonna have a good time?
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, every time we finish an interview, like, I feel like they had a good time. That's what we go for.
Yes, sir. Facts. That's it.
And I know you guys had a good time because you fucking say it every time. You're like, hey, this was really fun. That was good questions. And I'm like, you're welcome. Fuck yeah.
You're welcome.
You are. I kid. I love every, like, the interview's what I love to do. And I can't just imagine just having them go like that. It just seems so, seems like there's a lot of tension. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like, I don't know.
But you see, bro, like, it's also to the point, like, these guys are really talking about, like, the stars of the world. And, you know,
I guess so, yeah.
And their everyday lives is what they report on. And, you know, we ain't about that type of reporting and shit. True. You know,
and, like,
I'm
I guess, like, too, I feel like those kind of situations would be rather humbling. Like, I feel like no one would try to check. Like, when you put a rapper in that room who's just probably, like, we talk about so much, is surrounded by so many people saying, yes, that's a good
idea. Like, when you go to the Breakfast Club, you're trying to get rumors cleared up. You're trying to just put all your shit on the table. You know what I mean?
And you're going to get fucked around. It's a little bit of a fucking.
Yeah. I've just never fucked with that shit. Like, treating a artists like their life's a reality TV show and just fucking
that's just it, right? I think that is the one thing is good is
that's what the radio shows probably
they bring them down to light, bring them down to earth, you know.
But
what
even
I mean?
These podcasts, they fucking do that shit, like Adam 22 and fucking
Adam 22 is an enabler.
And the fucking
Academics, he's kind of like a weird like he's dancing.
We gotta
around.
Be careful as a music podcast not to like fall to the on the wrong path.
Yeah, right.
And just talk cheap content, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was worried you were gonna say be a pedophile.
No.
What?
Why?
Oh, like Adam 22.
Yeah, no. No Adam 22's in this house.
Ain't no one referring to like fucking creepy
That's
shit.
That's weird your mind.
Talking about
there,
content,
Coleman.
Bro, like
Sorry,
as
man.
A podcast.
Yeah.
We just should strive for better.
That's facts, bro.
It's true. Yeah.
Bare facts. I think on that note we'll just end it. Leave it with some fucking wisdom by drop by Feek D.
Try that McDaddy sauce, motherfuckers. That shit is fucking all hot on the streets right now.
Yo, give everyone, if people tune out in the last 5 minutes, give the recipe to your sauce.
All right, the recipe to the McDaddy sauce is mayo, sriracha, honey, Dijon mustard, barbecue sauce. what else? I think that's it.
Put that on anything.
Put that on anything, preferably like crispy chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Fried
so you
chicken.
Can eggs. Like, right, it's like a jalapeno sort of like sweet honey. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And on that note, we'll end it off. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Peace and love.